Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is actually a Sean idea, so full credit to him of what to do for this episode, because I wanted to think of sort of like a bullshit game that you would come up with, JPC, said with love, okay. Not aggression. And then I leapfrogged to this in a way, but we are going to build your perfect improv team today.
Ooh.
You will each make a team of 10 that you are the improv coach for, and you are trying to make the better team.
Wow.
There are 35 options. There are 10 slots on your team, like a Herald team. And at the end of the episode, Casey and I will deliberate and decide which of your teams would put on a better improv show.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to call it right now. I'm going to pick 10 white men. We're going to do a show for two people. And it's going to be two of the wives and girlfriends of the 10 white men. The other eight couldn't be fucking bothered.
Improv, yes, of course.
And then they'll go back into they'll go into the green room and, of course, blame the audience.
And they'll go, "We fucking crushed! Yes, we crushed."
So, Adel and JPC, Adel, I know that you put together improv teams, specifically Herald teams, for a very long time. What do you think makes for a good improv team, a cohesive, solid improv team?
Okay, so I think a lot of different types of players. So like any good team, like if you're putting together a team for a heist, you don't want three getaway drivers. You want one getaway driver. Maybe there's someone who has the ability to also getaway drive, but they're also a pickpocket, right? So you're looking for people with different skill sets that complement one another. Obviously, you're looking for the basics in anyone. They're able to listen and support, that they're able to have some amount of character play and physicality, maybe a bit of range. But you're looking to put in the ingredients, the variables that make up a good stew. You don't want to have too much of one thing. You don't want to have a bunch of wild cards, because then the show becomes chaotic. But maybe you have one wild card or someone with the ability to flip that switch of wild cardness. But yeah, I think a healthy variety of skill sets that complement each other.
And GPC, what do you think makes for
it's obvious that Adel has not been doing this for quite a while, because he's very out of practice with his outdated ideas of how to form an improv team. So I'll tell you what you need. You need two people that are obviously attracted to each other. Sure, they're going to start to date. It's not going to go anywhere, but it is going to make the whole dynamic a poison pill that everyone has to swallow together. You're going to have one of the weirdest fucking guys you've ever seen in your life. Let's see how nine people deal with this fucking guy, huh? You're going to have two people who both think they're the funniest person on the team. That's going to be really important, because that's going to drive a competition. They're constantly going to be trying to one-up each other, trying to get that last laugh, trying to get that light pole line. And then what else? Oh, you need three people that are straight up just extra. They could walk away the next day. No one would ever notice that they're gone. These are filler people. This is because you have to have a team of 10. But you don't need 10 Jerry Seinfelds on a team, okay? You got to throw a couple of Newmans in there. You know what I'm saying? Okay. How much is that?
JPC's going to try to get 10 Jerry Seinfelds on a team.
Your Honor, he just described TJ and Dave. This isn't fair.
I know. I heard it, and I've made a note of it. So for this list, I've put together some fictional characters, some from culture, some celebrities, some real people. People I've made up.
Okay. Any animals or robots?
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
When you say, Aaron, when you say people you've made up,
I've made up their names and their.
Okay. You're going to give us some characteristics. You're not just gonna be like, how do you think Dwayne Smith does?
Exactly.
Like, I don't fucking know.
So you're going to get a little blurb about each person, and then you'll be able to deliberate of whether or not you want them on your team. If you do want them on your team and the other person doesn't, that's great. You got them. If the other person wants them, you guys can talk it out a little bit, and then we will flip a coin. JPC, you will be tails. Adel, you will be heads.
Nice.
So here's the thing, though. I could be fucking with you with this list. Okay? Okay. Just as a heads up, I could have backloaded this list with a bunch of real comedians, or it could get worse as we go. You don't know. So you just need to sort of navigate this the best you can. If you have someone that you do want, maybe take them. Okay.
And if we move past someone, we can't go back and say, can I snag this person? Once it's gone, it's gone.
There might be a chance for one or two snags or trades at the end, but I would not count on that. Okay.
And Aaron, if I only pick two people in the entire list that you do, my team is two people, right?
No, you have to get to 10 or it's not a sanctioned team. Okay.
Okay.
Are we ready?
One more question. One more question. Mm-hmm. This is very important. Is this a short-form team or a long-form team?
This is a long-form team. Let's call it a Herald team, actually. They're going to do the Herald, okay?
Okay, so if you do not know what the Herald is and you're listening to this, you're like, what the hell am I about to watch? You're going to have, number one with a bullet, an organic opening, some sort of group opening.
Yes. Then
you're going to have... You fast forward to
it's going to be a lot of people doing and they'll bail 20 seconds in.
One guy up there will hate it the whole time.
Yeah,
and you'll see it on his face.
Yeah.
Okay, are we ready?
Yes. Yeah.
The first person is someone I made up. This is Zat Christopher. He did short form improv in Kansas City, Missouri. He moved to Chicago at 27, and he's the funniest barista at his job.
Wow. What's his job? Where does he work?
He works at like a cute coffee shop in like Andersonville.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you, Zat Christopher, who I happen to know is a listener, is going to be devastated when they hear this episode.
They're the funniest person that works at their coffee shop.
But yeah, that could be like they write somebody's name and they're like, did you say doink? And someone's like, no, I said Mark. And they're like, I heard doink.
He's funny, though.
Go crazy.
All right. What do we think? Zat Christopher.
Aaron, you keep saying he's the funniest person at his coffee shop. Mm-hmm. Do you think that the person who is the funniest person at any workplace is actually funny?
Maybe. Depends on the workplace.
Okay.
Also, he trained in short-form improv in Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City has a strong improv scene, I'll say that. And strong barbecue scene.
A lot of improvisers that I know have come from Kansas City. Strong improvisers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are we taking Zat Christopher? Does anybody want him?
Aaron, I feel confident in saying this. Both of us are going to pass politely.
Aaron, not only am I going to pass, I wouldn't touch Zat Christopher with a 25-foot fucking
rib.
Pole.
Okay.
25-foot rib.
Moving on.
From, I want to say Oklahoma Joe's, the best barbecue in Kansas City.
Keanu Reeves. He was born in 1964, and he was in the movie Constantine.
Got him. Take him.
Can't remember him making me laugh unless he's been in an animated movie. So it's Keanu Reeves. Does anybody want him?
Wait,
take him.
Bill and Ted didn't make you laugh?
No.
John Wick didn't make you laugh?
Aaron. There is no way in hell I'm not scooping up Keanu Reeves.
Well, Adel, do you want him?
Yeah, we both want him.
Explain to me why.
Okay, here's the thing. When you're doing a 10-person Herald, let alone a 10-person improv show, you need people who are going to be, let's say, conservative with their words. Nobody fits this bill better than a little long-haired guitarist from Southern California named Keanu Reeves. Mm. He's going to come into a scene and go, okay, yeah. He's basically Kendall from Succession, but with a surfer accent, right?
Yep.
What? Yeah. Okay, Dad. Right? That's Kendall. And Kendall is a lovable, we hate him, but we love him. Keanu, we love to love. Not only is he going to bring ladies to the show, because they're going to be like, ooh la la, I love Keanu Reeves. He's so pleasant. But he's going to make scenes stronger, because he's not going to try and dominate every scene.
Okay. I'm going to flip.
I think it was Matthew Perry in his memoir, RIP, because he said something about like
terrible
he said something disparaging about Keanu Reeves in his memoir, and everyone was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Everyone loves Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves has like he's one of those guys in Hollywood that is known for being like nice and down to earth and like level headed and like easy to work with and easy to talk to. He's an all around great guy. I know Keanu Reeves would mesh so well on an improv team.
All right, I'm going to flip. JPC, your tails, Adel, your heads.
Tails.
It's heads. Adel, you get Keanu Reeves.
Oh, and you know when he does a callback, he's going to be like, yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
You know the real reason why I wanted Keanu Reeves is because there's not a single person who would go to that improv show where Keanu Reeves was up there doing improv who wouldn't like laugh and have the time of their life, no matter if he's good at all. Like, good it point. Is a guaranteed crowd pleaser.
All right, next on the list, Borat. Borat.
Yeah, oof. I take Borat. I definitely take Borat.
Adel, for do you sure, want Borat?
For sure, I take Borat.
I'm going to say no.
Okay, great.
Because I know there is, I don't know, 10 episodes of Hey Riddle Riddle where I would say my wife, just because I thought it was funny. And I know I got dozens of emails saying, hey, man, love the show. If you keep saying my wife, I'm going to have to stop listening. So I think people are tired of the my wife, or at least tired of hearing it on podcasts. So I'm going to say that that's bad news.
Here's the thing, Aaron, and this is your fault, because Borat is not the last person you add to an improv team. He's the first
person. You build
person
a team around Borat?
Wow. You build a team for Borat.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.